USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Surgeon General is asking Americans to stay safe over the dawning Independence Day weekend. Dr. Jerome Adams advocating for the use of face masks to help limit the spread of COVID-19 for anyone planning to attend gatherings over this holiday.
As we talk about 4th of July and independence, it's important to understand that if we all wear these, we will actually have more independence and more freedom because more places we will be able to stay open will have less spread of the disease.
Adams specifically urging younger people to decide to consistently wear face coverings. Software developer topping a list of the most in-demand jobs that don't require a college degree. According to LinkedIn, sales representative and project manager are rounding out the top three jobs in terms of salary and number of openings. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The former girlfriend of the late disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein is facing 6 counts related to her allegedly helping him sexually abuse young girls, at least one who was as young as 14. Epstein accuser Jennifer Oroas welcoming the news, saying on NBC this morning,
"This arrest probably, I think, represents, you know, a completely new beginning, you know, for justice for all the survivors."
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says COVID-19 may be mutating to help it spread more easily. Fauci saying yesterday researchers are working to confirm the possible mutation and what it actually means when it comes to the pandemic. Major League Baseball resuming a different kind of spring training today after it shut down a couple of weeks ago. Teams are now training in their home ballparks instead of their traditional spring training facilities. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It seems there's a lot less traffic in brick-and-mortar stores across America lately. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopen, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
A Boston suburb believed to be the first city in America to legally recognize multiple partner relationships. The Somerville City Council adopting a domestic partnership policy last week that includes polyamory. According to Psychology Today, polyamory is the practice of having multiple intimate relationships with the full knowledge and acceptance of everyone involved. Somerville's law now defines a domestic partnership as an entity formed by people instead of an entity formed by two people. And Hamilton is streaming on Disney Plus beginning today. The award-winning Broadway musical starring Lin-Manuel Miranda as Alexander Hamilton was filmed in 2016 at the Richard Rogers Theater in New York City. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.